After that change, my store's customers and coaching clientele began to shift from runners to triathletes and also cyclists. I was also becoming aware that I enjoyed coaching much more than retailing. So I sold the store in 1987 and got a day job while spending nights and weekends doing what I was passionate about, coaching. It took 6 years before I had enough clients to be able to quit my day job and focus on coaching. By the mid-1990s, I thought I had figured out how to train for a triathlon, and so I wrote a book about what I had learned in my 15 years in the sport, The Triathlete's Training Bible. I didn't write it for the reader. I wrote it for myself. I wanted to see if I could clearly explain what I had learned, not only from my firsthand experience as a triathlete and coach, but also from my other love, sports science. I didn't expect the book to be around for very long. Perhaps a few hundred copies would be sold, but I would have put on paper what I had learned. Its only purpose was to help me grow as a coach. As it turned out, though, The Triathlete's Training Bible became the best-selling book ever written on training for triathlon. I learned a lot more in the years that followed, so I revised the book twice as new training concepts came along. It's now coming up on 2 decades since I wrote the original. In the last couple of years, I began to realize that I couldn't just revise the old book a bit to bring it up to date. Too much had changed in 20 years. The book needed more than a revision. It needed a complete rewrite. So I threw out the entire manuscript and started from scratch. The only thing that remains today is the general layout of the book. If you have an older version, you can compare the tables of contents and see a similarity. But that's as far as it goes. Everything else in this book is new. If you seriously studied the original book, you may well find some significant changes and even contradictions in this edition. I've rethought everything. Very little is exactly the same as it was 20 years ago. The sport has changed. Sports science has changed. I have changed. This newest book reflects where the sport, the science, and I are now. And it's not just all new, it's also improved. I know, that sounds like a marketing ploy, but it's true. As you start reading, I think you'll see what I mean. Sometimes people don't like change. I've often been taken to task by someone who has read my blog and realizes that what I say there is different from what I said on the same topic 2 decades back when I wrote the first edition of the Triathlete's Training Bible. That's fine with me. I believe the changes in what you're now listening to are for the better. If you've been following the guidelines from the original book, you'll be challenged to rethink what you know. That's a good thing. Change is the cost of improvement. This book is about high performance. As such, it is not for novices. If you are new to triathlon, I encourage you to read an introductory book, such as another of my books, Your First Triathlon. Once you've learned firsthand, through your training and racing, what the sport is about, come back to this book. It will help you produce better race results once you start thinking of yourself as a high-performance triathlete. High-performance training means becoming the best triathlete possible. But that isn't revealed only in race results. High performance is more than simply where you finish in your races. It's also an attitude grounded in the belief that you can always get better. I've never coached an athlete who couldn't perform at a higher level. Not one. Each of us has plenty of room for improvement between our current level of performance and our potential. You are fully capable of racing faster and of achieving higher goals as a triathlete. I have no doubt about it. What I want to teach you in this book is how to go about achieving high-performance racing. You may learn only one thing from this book, but that one thing will make a difference. On the other hand, the book may cause you to rethink your training, racing, and athletic lifestyle completely. I've seen such things happen with athletes I've coached over the years, and it led them to better results. Obviously, however, I'm not going to be there to make daily training decisions for you, as I do with my clients. You're going to be your own coach. If you don't think you're up to that, I strongly suggest that you hire a smart coach and work with him or her on your chosen program. There are thousands